think, you know, Coach Pettine, obviously, he's got the look and he's got the attitude to back it up. And we're built on toughness, not just – I think when people hear toughness, they think, you know, macho. But there's a lot that goes into it about being mentally tough. And I think throughout 2 weeks you've seen that we've been able to hang in there and fight through to the end. And that's not, you know, physical toughness. It's mental toughness.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously my time there, I got to see a few of his late comeback wins. And you just see how the mentality he has. And, you know, we practice it a lot. We practice a two-minute drill. And you just have to have a certain mindset about it, you know, going into the situation. All right, where do we need to get to kick the field goal? How much time is left? How many timeouts do you have? And you're really thinking about that. And, you know, when you have three timeouts in the NFL plus a two-minute warning, I mean, that's really an eternity. So I know, you know, looking at the film, we didn't really hit it, take a lot of big plays, but you don't really need to. You just need to kind of move the ball, and then when it gets time, you need to make a big play, which we were able to do. No, I trust those guys, you know, with all my heart. I think when, you know, for me as a quarterback, I will go with a group of guys that works their butt off, knows exactly what they're supposed to do, gives everything they have over a group of guys that are super talented any day. Because I think guys like that, like Hawk, like Gabriel, like Travis, like Miles, you know, we've all been overlooked, myself included. And when you have that mentality, you put the extra effort in and you make sure, you know, you're on top of everything. And I think sometimes that overcomes talent. Those were three huge plays, I think, all on three drives that we scored on. You know, you had to convert those to score. And, you know, I probably never thrown that ball to Gary in my life. You know, that fourth down play, I don't think I've ever had that play with him. And, you know, I think as a quarterback, especially in this offense, if you go through the progression, I think I've talked about this before, generally it gets you to the guy that you need to get to. Now, a lot of the times it's easier said than done. There's a pass rush or you might try to force it somewhere else. And on that play, I think, you know, fourth and seven, you know exactly what you need to get. And when they take number one away and then two's in front of the sticks, you really got to get to number three. And that's what we're able to do. Yeah, I think for me, you know what, I understand the skepticism. I'm a guy who was cut three times. I played a little bit last year, had some success, but you come off of a major knee surgery. I think a lot of people doubt even, you know, the greatest coming back from that. So I understand, and to me, I really don't concern myself with it because all I'm really concerned about is, you know, what happens in this building, in this locker room, and then when we go out and play on Sundays. You know what, I think had I not been prepared for it, it would have been very disruptive. But like I said yesterday, Kyle was up front about it with me on, I think it was on Wednesday, and yeah, I wasn't probably in the best mood when he told me, but I think if anything, it prepared me over the next couple of days that this may happen. And, you know, when you're mentally prepared for something, you're able to kind of keep yourself in it. And, you know, for me, I knew most likely I'd be going back in on third downs. So, you know, I'm just sitting on the sideline like, okay, if it's third and eight, I might get this coverage or this play. And you know, so it kind of, for me, I was not even really watching the plays. I was more so thinking, if I get back in there and it's third down in this distance and we might have this player, this defense. I think sometimes you just get lucky. I mean, there's a few in Pittsburgh that they definitely could have picked off. I think for me, a lot of that goes into game preparation throughout the week and also getting pre-snap reads. And for the most part, when you can have an idea of what the defense is doing, you know where their 11 guys generally should be. So you know where, you know, your risk, your spots on the field that are risks and so on and so forth. I think it's not that I don't think that I take risks. There's definitely some throws out there that, you know, I look back and I'm like, geez, they could have got that one. So I think it goes into, you know, with your preparation. And obviously, first and foremost, if you take care of the football, you give your team a chance to win. I think, you know, if you look at the statistics, teams who turn the ball over, their chances of winning drop drastically. So I think that's always in the back of my mind is, you know, when you hold the football, whether it's the quarterback, the running back, the receivers, after they catch the ball, whoever it is, you really hold the fate of the team in your hands because you control what happens with it. So it's a big responsibility as a quarterback, and it's not something I take lightly. No, not necessarily. I think, you know, I look back to the first drive against Pittsburgh or even the first couple drives we had, you know, in this past game, and we're moving the ball well. I think it's just kind of the flow of the game. Things happen, you know, and plays are called, and, you know, some may work and some may not. And you know, really as players, we have to take that upon ourselves to see what we can do better. And I think the best thing about this win is, after watching the tape, we can play a lot better. I mean, yeah, we won, and it was close, but there's without a doubt, I think you ask anybody in this room, could they play it better? Could they have less mistakes? I think they'd all agree. And that's the best thing is to get a win against a team like that and know that you're capable of playing better.